Russian oil minister Alexander Novak says trade wars and unjustified sanctions are making it difficult to forecast the future of global oil market.
We see import tariffs being imposed, or we see limitations being imposed, which significantly hamper global trade and leads to downgrades of global growth forecasts. We see sanctions being used freely without any justification and more frequently.
Novak was speaking after a meeting between the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and non-OPEC producers that officially adopted the decision to extend output cuts for another 9 months. OPEC members Iran and Venezuela have lost major shares in the global market due to U.S. sanctions. The world's largest producer today, the U.S. has come under criticism before for trying to influence OPEC decision-making. Its growing shale oil production is the major reason why the OPEC Plus group decided to cut output from early 2017 to keep prices from falling. The OPEC and non-OPEC meeting also endorsed a charter that makes cooperation by the 10 non-OPEC producers part of a permanent framework. Iran had reportedly expressed reservations about the charter undermining OPEC unity, with analysts concluding that Saudi Arabia and Russia were now dominating the decision-making process. Following talks on the charter on Monday, Iranian oil minister Bijan Zangani said the appropriate modifications had been made in the draft text, meaning decisions would still require a unanimous OPEC vote. The OPEC Plus group is made up of 24 oil-producing countries, which together supply about 47 million barrels of oil per day, almost half of the global oil production.
The next OPEC and non-OPEC ministerial meeting is expected to be held here in Vienna in December 2019. I'm Homa Lezgi for Press TV in Vienna.